So, Trey, can you talk about American high school? What was high school like for you? What is American high school like?
That's a very good question. When one says in American high school, to some people, maybe movies that depict the high school life come to mind. But the most thing I would like people to keep in mind is that depending on the school district, the state, the area of the state in which you live, the high school you go to can vary extremely. There are many poor schools in poorer districts, and there are very rich schools, similar to the Beverly Hills 90210 television show, that's quite popular around the world. I was fortunate to go to a high school that was a public school under a magnet program. And the idea was that you have a test to get in to the school. You have to excel academically. And the school would try to suck in or attract students from all over the state, students that excelled in math and sciences, sports, English, literature, foreign languages, and try to bring those students together. Not only that, the idea of the school was to create an atmosphere that was biologically diverse. That just sounds better than racially diverse. So we had students of various socioeconomic backgrounds, meaning we had students of various races, even though I don't believe race to exist. But sociologically speaking, we had students of various races. At the school, you could take classes from Italian to classical English. Many of our teachers had PhDs, so it was just a great academic atmosphere to be in. And then we had a lot of fun on top of that. The first 2 years I went there, we had an open campus, which meant that during lunch, we were able to get in our cars, because we all drive to school, get in our cars and drive home or drive to a friend's house or drive to a restaurant during our lunch period. So we didn't have to stay at school for lunch. We were completely free. And the school was very liberal. So the teachers had a very open idea of how students learn, and they wanted to make sure that we were learning in a way that was best for us. Now, that doesn't mean they were not strict on us. When we did something bad, when we were in trouble, they let us know. But still, many of our teachers were very open, and they would give us hugs if we needed hugs.
Your teachers would give you hugs.
Yes, I know some schools,
Oh, man.
many teachers would want to keep that professional distance. But I think when you're working with children, always keep in mind that they are young adults, and they need to be taught a good model to fit within society. And I think one of those models is reaching out to others when they are in trouble. Sometimes, a student may need a hug, be it your friend or be it a teacher. So I really enjoyed getting hugs from my principal. So I always gave her a hug almost every morning.
Wow, it's a lot different than my high school.